You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, What's Grand in Grandparenting? Now here is Dr. Meyer.
If you're a grandparent, you remember growing up in a simpler time. You weren't confused by the electronic gadgetry that leaves most of us feeling helpless. You knew that marriage was for life, and most people did it just that way. You grew up in a slower time. Society wasn't in the frantic, out-of-breath rush that it's in today. Probably you walked to school. Was it a one-room, a two-room school? And when you got there, did you ever give an apple to your teacher? Grandparents can still give an apple to a teacher today. I'm not talking about plucking an apple from a tree in the orchard or from the produce department at your supermarket. I am talking about passing along to your grandchildren the wisdom that you have gained over the years. That's a good work that the teacher will appreciate, that will benefit your grandchild, and, if done right, will have eternal consequences. Mr. and Mrs. Orville Hughes are grandparents who spend much time with their grandchildren. This summer in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch magazine, Mr. Hughes said, "It's great to be a dad, but it's better to be a granddad. When my kids were little, I worked all the time. I have more time for grandchildren. My wife and I are raising two granddaughters. Times have changed. No more getting up in the middle of the night to warm bottles. Just scoop the formula in the bottle with warm water, and it's done. Diapers are great. Just take them off and throw them away. Just one thing to remember, keep things high, away from the little ones." Now that's active grandparenting. Mr. and Mrs. Hughes are among many grandparents who find themselves literally raising their grandchildren. Many other grandparents are very involved in helping their children raise their children. If you live hundreds of miles away from your grandchildren, there's still the telephone and the mail. Whatever your particular case happens to be, God can help you make grandparenting grand. Of course, you can share with the children the earthly wisdom that you've picked up over the years. You know, tips about hunting or fishing or golfing or business or whatever. You can share stories about how life used to be in simpler times. My in-laws, Jim and Jeanette, recall that years ago they were talking with their two children, Diane, who grew up and became my wife, and Kathy, who now is a professor in Emporia, Kansas. They were children then, listening to Jim and Jeanette talk about, quote, the old days. Young Kathy asked, "Did they have that when you were alive?" Those ancient stories fascinate a child's mind. And Grandma and Grandpa have much history to share. You can enrich your grandchildren by sharing the lessons life has taught you. As valuable as that is, that's not what puts the grand in grandparenting. Proverbs 17, verse 6 says, "Grandchildren are the crown of grandparents." The grandest thing about grandparenting is sharing spiritual wisdom. God has given many of you the gift of wisdom, spiritual wisdom. That wisdom from God is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24 tells us that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, is the Savior of us sinners, whatever our age happens to be. However, age offers grandparents a perspective on salvation, an appreciation for the wisdom of Jesus Christ that the children don't have because of their few years. Proverbs chapter 3 says, "Do not forget my teachings and keep my commands in mind, because they will bring you long life, good years, and peace." Age reminds us of the teachings of God that we have forgotten, of the commands of God we haven't kept. Age shows us our failures, and those failures are simply expressions of our inborn, lifelong sin against God. And that's why we need the wisdom of Jesus Christ more than we need all the accumulated knowledge of the generations, as fascinating as that may be. Every person of every age needs the Savior, but believing grandparents are aware of the sins of their many years and so yearn to hear God's wisdom say to them again and again, "Your sins are forgiven. Jesus has paid the price for what you've done wrong." You might want to go back and live your life over again. You might want to make right what you once made wrong. The truth is, you can't go back and correct your sins, but Jesus Christ has accomplished your forgiveness. "Believe in God and believe in me," he says. He's the way, the truth, and the life, for grandparents and for children too. No one comes to the Father but by him. That's the greatest wisdom of all. Many a grandparent, many of you listeners, have it. My in-laws have it. Jim, my father-in-law, likes to joke about his age. He says he's gotten to the age where he no longer has the time to pick a green tomato and wait for it to ripen. My in-laws are good, church-going, Christ-believing people. They are grandparents who have spiritual wisdom that gives hope and that promises them a glorious future. And it shows, too. Jim and Jeanette are grand-grandparents to our children, Elizabeth and Katie. And many of you listeners have that same spiritual wisdom. Many, but not all. Perhaps you are in a different category. God has told you about your Savior through the years, but you may have rejected Christ. For whatever reasons, there are many of you older adults who haven't brought your sins to the cross of Christ and asked his forgiveness. There are many older adults who are living hopeless lives, who don't believe that Christ has been raised from the dead and will give unending life in heaven and uninterrupted bliss to those who believe in him. God has offered to give you a crown of life, and up to now you've said, "No thanks." If you fall into this category of dear people who are aging without any hope, then God has given you long life because he's patiently waiting for you to embrace Christ as your Savior. Take the sins of your life to the cross. Believe that Jesus is your Savior, and you'll receive a spiritual wisdom that will result in the crown of life being placed on you when you enter heaven. What a truly grand grandparent you can still be! Whether the Savior first comes into your heart now, or first came years and years ago, he is the greatest wisdom you can have. One Christian hymn says, "Wisdom's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus is revealed in you. Let me find in you my pleasure. Make my will and actions true." Humility there and simplicity reigning, in paths of true wisdom my steps ever training. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessing of heavenly wisdom is mine. In that issue of the Post-Dispatch magazine that I quoted earlier, Mr. Shep Smith says, with a big smile on his face, "I'm the proud grandfather of twin girls. I did not know how wonderful grandchildren were until these two darlings came into our life. In my eyes, they can do nothing wrong. They even put up with my singing, which not many people can do. I look forward to trips to the zoo and the carousel at Faust Park. I know each holiday will be brighter as their faces light up with anticipation. Thank God for blessing me with grandchildren." Mr. Smith reminds us that grandparents have more time available to take the children to the zoo, to ride the merry-go-round, to do many of the things that working parents have to squeeze into their busy schedules. Despite my father-in-law's joke about the green tomato, he and most of you grandparents are more active and healthy than grandparents have ever been. When you use that God-given health to take the children to the zoo or wherever, What a wonderful opportunity you have to share spiritual wisdom. I recently asked the grade school teachers at Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, Illinois, how parents and grandparents could help in the education of the children. We might say, what kind of apple can parents and grandparents bring to you, teacher, that would please you? One teacher wrote this, grandparents can give the gift of time, talking, baking, fishing, working together, reading, library trips, serving others, sharing wisdom and the word in everyday life. Sometimes grandparents are the security and support systems that are missing from parents because of stress and too many hats to wear. That last sentence steers us to a significant way parents can be really grand. You can help ease the stress that young parents are under. There is great stress upon parents and children today, more stress than you older adults had years ago. Young parents can't always see the pressures they're under. They don't always realize that their lifestyles, their careers, their wants, all the things that they think are so important may not be. And even if young parents are mature, it's still tough. They are often stressed out. That's where grandparents can help. Another teacher gave some details. Because of demanding schedules on the part of the child's parents, this teacher wrote, grandparents may be in a better position to take time to do educational activities with the child, such as field trips, educational games, and possibly even tutoring with some lessons. Of course, you grandparents can't do that if you live 300 miles away from the children, but if you are living close, you can offer to help. Remembering what the Savior has done for you, you can ease the stress. You can put Christian love into practice. You can do a grand thing. But a word of caution. Don't get in the way of the primary relationship of the children to their parents, or of the parents to each other. When God created marriage, He said, a man will leave his father and mother and will be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. A husband and wife's first responsibility is to God, and then to each other. Their responsibilities to the parents who raise them do not come ahead of their duties toward each other. So also, these parents are God's chosen representatives to their children. You grandpas and grandmas who are eager to help are wonderful blessings from God. But please, don't let your eagerness to help intrude upon the responsibilities that Dad and Mom should be meeting. One teacher wrote, in most cases, I see them as grandparents who love to spoil their grandchildren. If the grandparents are babysitting, and so on, this makes it even more difficult for parents to do their parenting. Now there's some advice to mull over. And that's what we'll let you do now, mull this all over. Let me close with some words from St. Paul, words that should make you feel loved and wanted. And that's the way God wants you to feel, loved and wanted. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, consider what you were when God called you to be Christians. Not many of you were wise from a human point of view. You were not in powerful positions or in the upper social classes. But God chose what the world considers nonsense to put wise people to shame. God chose what the world considers weak to put what is strong to shame. God chose what the world considers ordinary and what it despises, what it considers to be nothing, in order to destroy what it considers to be something. As a result, no one can brag in God's presence. You are partners with Christ Jesus because of God. Jesus has become our wisdom sent from God. Until next week, let's share that wisdom that will lead the children to say, I've got the best grandma and grandpa in the whole wide world. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.